There was a man named Johnny Sims. He married Betsy Higg.
Do you know that woman? I've not seen her.
Sing that song, Dad.
What one?
The one that you were starting to sing.
I don't know. I don't know.
Do you know it, Grandpa?
Johnny Sams.
Oh, I forgot. I used to know it, but I don't know it anymore.
Greg has something he wants to say.
I'm full of songs.
Okay, sing a song for us then, Greggy. Just got to think of one. Meanwhile, do you have anything to say, Grandpa? He's Aunt Esther.
This is about the old pine tree, and that was a pine that stood in Granville Long's yard, wasn't it, out by the house?
The year I was born.
Yeah, it was set out the year that Papa was born. The old pine tree stands over the way as it stood there for many a day. It was a tiny tree when I was born, in 65 on a fair May morn. And for 86 eventful years, it has witnessed our human toil and tears. The boys who played around it then grew old and wrinkled and helpless men. Their forms are moldering now in the dust, as sooner or later our own form must. And the tree that we planted by its side grew old and shaggy and finally died. But the old pine tree still proudly stands, and a widespread view its top commands. The buffeting winds of a hot July have tried its strength and passed it by, and the terrible bolt from the thundercloud has slashed the earth and echoed loud. But the old pine tree is still unharmed, and by these forces is not alarmed. Is it still there?
No, when the house burned down, killed it.
Incidentally, the house that was on the long place burned to the ground, and that took the old pine tree with it. So in this year of 1959, the old pine tree stands no more.